Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff? Only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk. Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my favorite time of the week, Thursday, 3 o'clock Eastern, where we do the Junk Refund Show, which is the world's longest-running junk removal radio show. Yes, we have a claim to that one, and we're quite proud of it. And we're doing it here from Rockville, Maryland, prior to my taking some gas money and heading north to Philadelphia to fly to Salt Lake City to do some other stuff, which we'll talk about. But anyway, we're happy to be here on the BBS Radio Network. It's a wonderful thing that we do, and we enjoy it, and I'm quite excited. I've got kind of a lot going on right this very minute, but that's okay because that's the way life is, and that's what makes it so great. So let me talk to you a little bit about what we do. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND is a junk removal business that you can actually get a refund for some of the junk that you have us haul away if we end up selling it after we haul it away from your place. Some people mistakenly think, because the word refund is in the name, that we buy your stuff when we show up at your door. We don't do that. We get calls from around the country asking us if we are interested in buying people's used furniture and whatever. No, we're not. We love your furniture. We love you, but we're not interested in buying it. If, however, you pay us to haul it away and we decide that it should not go to a landfill, and there's somebody who could probably use this and will probably pay decent money for it, we'll put it up for sale. And if it sells, you get 35% of the sales price. You do none of the work. That's a good deal, and that's one of the things that separates us. We also like to give out Ben & Jerry's ice cream when we do jobs for people. We used to actually deliver the actual ice cream to people when we did their job. Now we do Ben & Jerry's gift cards. A shout-out to Ben & Jerry's. They have a great business. They have great product, and we particularly enjoy the fact that we can just go in on their website, order a gift card, personalize it, and just shoot it electronically to somebody, and then they can go out and do whatever they want to with it at their local Ben & Jerry's shop. So we're having some fun with that. This particular show, I'm kind of dedicated to the Lord of the Rings trilogy because I am headed to Utah tonight. I get there tomorrow morning. And my son-in-law has been teaching a class out there this week about the spiritual connections between the teachings of Jesus and the Lord of the Rings. And that's not his actual title, but we'll call it that just so that it's kind of convenient and just so we can kind of make sense of what we're doing. He started teaching the class Tuesday night. It's at like 7:10 p.m., and I wanted to get out there to be able to sit in on one of his classes. He has taught for many years at a private school in American Fork, Utah. I think it's called American Heritage School, where they have everything from, I think, K through 12 at that school. And they love him as a teacher. That was evident when about 3 to 4 years ago, he married my oldest daughter. And at their reception, a boatload of students were there. My daughter has taught middle school drama and music for about 10 years, also out in Utah. And I just thought, you know, it was a joy to be there as I went around the proud father of the bride, just introducing myself to people. You know, it was always a toss-up if this group of kids I was looking at was there because my daughter had taught them or because her husband had taught them. And it was just really fun to watch. And this wonderful couple now has two cute little girls that they're raising, and they're doing a great job. He is the bishop of his church congregation. That is something they ask you to do, not something you campaign for or anything like that. And these guys are in their mid to upper 30s and are just got this wonderful young family going on and two cute little girls. And he is teaching a class this week at BYU, Brigham Young University, Education Week. It's a special thing they do every year. They've done it for decades. They take 1 week in August, bring in about, I think it's about 250 to 300 different speakers who will give classes throughout the week. And I think this is the first time they've done anything that Lord of the Rings was involved in. So my son-in-law is a fanatic, an avid fan and student. Fanatic's not the right word, but an enthused observer of Lord of the Rings, and is just having a great time. So if you are a Lord of the Rings fan out there and you're listening to this show and you want to call in and talk about any spiritual type of life lessons or guidance or whatever you want to say, parallelisms that you see in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, you're welcome to do that. 888-627-6008. Again, it's 888-627-6008. And you won't be talking to a professional Lord of the Rings guy because that's not what I am, but I am an interested student and want to do something to support my son-in-law and what he is doing in teaching this class. So I'm here in Rockville, Maryland. I do this radio show as soon as it's over. I hop in the car and I head 2.5 hours north to Philadelphia. I'm going to Philadelphia to fly out to Denver, where I will get there about midnight, and somewhere around 6 in the morning, I fly on to Utah. So I arrive at about 7:30 in the morning in Utah. I'm one of these crazy guys that doesn't mind, you know, sleeping in a corner of an airport or on a bench or whatever. Any place I can find to just stretch out a little bit. That is actually kind of therapeutic for me and quite relaxing, to be honest with you, which probably surprises a lot of people. But if I, and I know the Denver airport well because I fly on Frontier, and the reason I'm going to Philadelphia is because my airfare to Utah is about $90, and normally it's about $25 or $30. I'm a participant in the Go Wild Pass, the annual pass, which means you pay about $600 a year, and then you fly free for a year, except you just have to pay the airport taxes. So your airfare, my airfare to Utah, if you were to look on the ticket, is actually one penny, and the rest of it is airport taxes and fees that I will pay to get out there. The trick is you can't book the flights until 24 hours in advance. And so I'm going out there tonight. I'll be in Utah tomorrow. I have a date with a girl that I'm excited about named Chrissy that I met online a couple of weeks ago. She's out in the Utah area. I'm going to go to lunch with her. And then I was supposed to go sit in on my brother-in-law's presentation about mental illness and how to deal with various types of mental illness in your family, relatives, associates, etc., everything from anxiety to OCD to some other stuff. He is a PhD professor at BYU Hawaii and a psychologist with a private practice as well, who is not speaking now. He's supposed to be speaking at 4:30 in the afternoon all week long, but he was on a trip in Sweden with my sister, and his parents and his mom took ill in Stockholm and has been in the hospital for 3 weeks. So he had to cancel his speaking appointment, which really bummed him out, but he has stayed with his mom, which is the right thing to do, and helping to take care of her. So my plan was to go see my brother-in-law speak at 4:30, my son-in-law speak at 7, stay out there at either with family or at a hotel. I'm a diamond member of the Wyndham Hotel Resorts class or group, which is the diamond member is the highest you can be. And so I can stay at La Quinta's and other brands of hotels for free pretty much when, as long as they've got open rooms and stuff as I travel. So I fly cheap, I stay even cheaper, and reminds me of the time that I sent, and I've mentioned this on the show in the past, for a number of years, every Christmas, I send Warren Buffett, who is a friend of mine, $3 so he can go buy his beloved sausage egg McMuffin at McDonald's on his way to work, because his wife traditionally puts, I think it was $2.87. It's probably gone up in the last few years, but she puts that in his car, so that on his five-minute commute to work every morning, he can stop at McDonald's and get a sausage egg McMuffin. I think it was $2.87 that she started with. And when I read about that, I thought, you know what? I'm going to send him a Christmas card, and I'm going to give his wife the day off. So I put $3 in there, and he wrote me back about 2 weeks later the first year, and he said, thank you very much for the $3, which I spent this morning at McDonald's, which I thought was great. So every year, I send him $3 for Christmas. And we are on a kind of a handwritten note thing back and forth. And one of the years, a couple of years after I started doing this, I had bought and sold a stock and made a pretty good amount of money on it. And I thought, well, I'm gonna double up this year. So I sent him $6. And I said, the $3 is for you to get your breakfast. The other $3 is to send your wife on a shopping spree. And I said, knowing that she is married to you, I'm sure she'll probably buy $10 worth of stuff for $3. He writes me back. He said, thank you very much for the $6. It was greatly needed this year. That's brilliant sense of humor on his part. And he said, and don't worry about my wife's ability to find good deals. She's even cheaper than I am. Now, folks, I'm not making this up. This is true stuff. But when I sent him his first $3 the first year, I'm told he gets 300 letters a day, which wouldn't surprise me a bit. And mine are getting answered. And I don't know if he answers all of them. He probably doesn't have time. But I was impressed that he, you know, took the time to answer mine. And I was quite thrilled about it. And it has blossomed into a really fun friendship with someone who arguably is one of the world's richest and best men, in my opinion. And I really enjoyed it. So anyway, there's a little Warren Buffett story for you. And the real message behind this is that the very first year I sent it to him, he wrote me a letter back and he said, thank you for the $3, which I spent this morning at McDonald's. And then get this next line. He said, it was great of you to think of me. Now, you would think if your net worth is, you know, tens of billions of dollars, you wouldn't really care who thought of you, right? But it just goes to show you, even the wealthiest people out there love to be remembered, and they love to have a friend, and they love to get more and more friends. And I was just really impressed with the way that he handled it, and I've had a lot of fun doing it over the years. One of the notes he sent me a couple of years into this, he just started sending me handwritten notes on his little private stationery. And I would write him, you know, a handwritten Christmas card telling him how great he is and how much I appreciate what he's taught me over the years about investing. And he told me one time on a handwritten note, he said, thank you for your nice Christmas card. It made my day. Now, that's kind of cool. I mean, when you can send something to somebody, I've only met him personally once, but you can send something to one of the world's richest people, and he turns around with such class and tells you that you made his day. I showed on Facebook the first letter that I got back from him on official letterhead, and a realtor in this area commented in the comments section that that letter might be worth $50,000 because that's probably what the value of his time was to dictate that letter and have it written and to sign it and send it off and all that other good stuff. But just remember, as a part of what we do on this show, the Junk Refund Show, we're not only trying to teach you how to get the junk out of your homes and out of your garages and et cetera, we're also trying to teach you how to get it out of your life. And one of the things that is possible is to make friends all over the world without ever meeting them. And my friendship with Warren Buffett is a prime example of that, and how all of us, regardless of the net worth that is or is not there, frankly, the, you know, what you have and what you own and how well you're known is nice, but having a personal connection with another person who brings you joy and brings you happiness trumps it all. And I just think that's a great lesson from him. So anyway, we'll take a break here for about a minute, and we'll be back on the Junk Refund Show. I'll tell you about some of the latest adventures we've had. They're always happening, and including a 4-foot by 8-foot trailer that we got possession of yesterday, which we're going to put to work in our business. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from Rockville, Maryland, on the BBS Radio Network. We'll be back in about a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from Rockville, Maryland, where we're having a lot of fun doing junk removal for people and seeing what kind of stuff other people throw away. You'd be surprised. We pretty much finished up a job today for a gentleman down in Arlington, Virginia, who has a number of growing health concerns, back injuries, diabetes, some other stuff, and is moving down to Florida. And bless his little engineer heart, he took a home in Arlington, Virginia, and basically doubled the size of it by just adding on to it and building it himself. The home's been sold now. He's got to be out of there today. Technically, I think he got until tomorrow, but I think in the documents it's supposed to say today. And it was our job to get all his stuff out of there and have him out of there by end of business today. The problem is he's still got some of his personal stuff down there, his computers, his TVs, his technology, bunch of stuff like that. And I guess he negotiated with the buyer to give him an extra 24 hours to help wrap some of that stuff up. And we were kind of facing the situation. We went back today after having hauled out of there 9.5 box truck loads of stuff. We went back there today to try to finish it off, but he's just simply not ready yet. He's still got, it's basically down to his personal office stuff, his personal stuff where he's sleeping on a single mattress on the floor in one of the rooms where everything else has been taken out. And there are people involved who want you to just go in there and kind of get him out of there and get everything, you know, off and on the truck. But it comes down to, as I found myself talking to him this morning with three of us there to do some work, after having been there Monday, Tuesday, and yesterday, it comes down to the fact that it's his stuff and it's his dignity. And what you don't do in our business is walk in and just ride over the top of people, grab their stuff, and throw it in the truck, and then they have to live with it. I mean, people's stuff is their stuff, and many times they collect too much of it. And sometimes they don't seem to have, you know, much of it at all. You know, you get both sides of the spectrum and everything in between. But what you don't do, even if you've been paid to get everything out of there, you just don't run in there at the last, kind of the last minute, and say, hey, excuse me, and start grabbing people's personal, you know, laptops and desktops and television screens and their files, and just start throwing it into a truck so you can take it to another place to unload it while he wraps up his affairs over the next couple of weeks. That comment or that topic of people's dignity is something I just wanted to talk about today briefly, because we have run into it recently. And I just felt impressed this morning when I was there. The bottom line, and you've got, you know, some people saying, get his stuff out of there. Others saying, you know, give me an extra day. I mean, it's, you know, coming to a head. But somebody's dignity of respecting their stuff and the fact that it's theirs kind of scored higher than anything else today. And I will stand behind that decision forever. I mean, I just will. And I think you've got to respect each other, and you've got to respect what somebody wants to do with their own stuff, you know? And that's what it came down to. So there's a little plug for just respecting people's dignity and not trying to ride over the top of them and kind of impugn your own will on them in their home with their stuff is, I think, a big mistake, and does not show them very much respect. So let the chips fall where they fall. If you run a business where you respect people's dignity and you try to treat them the way that you would like to be treated, I'll take the consequences any day of the week. One of the things we hauled away yesterday was a trailer, a 4-foot by 8-foot trailer, didn't have any sides to it, was rusty, was sitting outside his garage in the driveway, and basically was a mobile table that had a bunch of boxes and crates of stuff stacked on top of it. That trailer is significant to me. We ended up loading it up on the truck, securing it, driving it from Arlington back to Rockville, Maryland, and put it in my storage unit. He gave us the title to the trailer. And with a little bit of TLC and, you know, a cordless drill to get the rust off of the frame and putting some wood on it so it's got walls and maybe a little tailgate type of thing that folds down so you can drive something up onto it like a motorcycle or a riding lawnmower or something like that, you end up with an 8-foot by 4-foot trailer that can be used in the junk removal business. Ideally, to be pulled by right now an SUV that is sitting out in my parking lot that was thrown away by somebody who wanted us to just take it to the scrap metal yard. And when we took a look at the car, we thought, hey, this thing might have some life in it. And what we'll do is we'll figure out how much he would get from the scrap metal yard, give him his percentage of what he would have gotten had we taken it there, and then hang on to the car and use it as a vehicle in our business if it looks like the thing will run. It's had some problems, but that vehicle with a newly remodeled trailer being pulled behind it, both of which were thrown away from hauling jobs, can now make us money. And that combination just warms my soul. I love to see that kind of thing happening. I'm driving an SUV right now that was thrown away about 3 or 4 years ago that just runs like a top. That I use. I used it this morning to haul some scrap metal over to the scrap metal yard. I was driving down the street last night, and you'll know that when somebody gets evicted from an apartment complex, they take their stuff and they put it out on the curb. And once some stuff has been put out on the curb, that's fair game for anybody driving by who wants to pick through it and grab something. So as I was coming home last night from picking up a check from a lady named Leslie Sandler, who has been a guest on this show, she is a jeweler in our area. She sold some more jewelry for us, and I went over to pick up the check from her. On the way back, I passed this, you know, 20, 30-foot line of junk out there next to the highway sitting up on the curb. Well, I've got my SUV with me, and there's probably some metal in that stuff. And so I drove past it the first time, did a U-turn, came back around, did another U-turn, and then put the flashers on. This is about 9 o'clock at night. Put the flashers on and just walked through this stuff and grabbed anything that was metal or that had a cord with it, threw it in the back of the SUV. $10, it was not a big amount of money. I took it over to the scrap metal yard this morning and emptied it and made 10 bucks. But 10 bucks a day in my business is almost $300 a month. And $300 a month buys an awful lot of gas, right? So it's one of those things where you're driving a car that someone threw away. Now you're picking up stuff that from somebody that got evicted. You're cleaning up the stuff on the curb and helping to do that, and you're getting paid for it. That, to me, is just kind of fun. I mean, all the way around. And so that was one of the things that happened this morning that I thought was great. This trailer in our storage unit now, I can't wait to kind of attack this because the tools that I will use to get the rust off, to repaint it, I'll have to buy some you know, Rust-Oleum paint, spray paint, but that's no big deal. I'll buy some plywood to put on it. But I think we're going to take an old trailer. He gave me the title to it as well. I think we're going to take an old trailer that was just kind of an eyesore sitting out in his driveway and turn it into something that can be used over and over and over again to make money and is going to put a smile on my face every job you send it on, right? So you should know that the back of a pickup truck, the Dodge Ram pickup truck that I have is 6 feet by 5 feet wide by 4 feet high. This trailer is 8x4, and the sides of it are up in the air right now because it doesn't have any sides. But just putting together what you need to do to build this and end up with a trailer that you can use for, you know, carting around all kinds of stuff. You can, you know, it's long enough. It's 8 feet long, so it'll hold a couch, a sofa, and plus some other stuff. And we've had a lot of fun with Groupon over the years doing smaller jobs like this. And this SUV pulling around a discarded trailer is now going to start making money for us. And I'm quite excited for that. I'm excited to just go over and start working on this to improve it, kind of give it a facelift, and see if we can put this sucker to work. I think we can, and it will be a lot of fun to do. So anyway, that's the trailer we're talking about, which happened, and I think that's cool. Another thing, in business, sometimes it's hard to find good workers. On our way to the scrap metal yard, there are some people on strike right now from the Teamsters. I don't know what company they work for, but for the last number of weeks, I think they're in the fifth week now, if I remember reading their signs correctly, they are on strike wanting higher wages, and there's about 15 or 20 of them out on a street corner holding up their signs, basically camping out, so to speak, on a street corner on a busy roadway in Rockville, concerned over what they're being paid and the amount of money they're being paid for their work. And in the meantime, I'm driving past them with a couple of guys that have worked with us for years who are really good workers, really smart workers. They're really strong workers. And I think the last thing in the world they would do is go on strike. I think they like the work. They like the opportunity to go to work. And I think they just enjoy the whole situation. And so finding good workers and treating them ideally the way that you would like to be treated, again, I think is critical. And we've got good workers who are doing a great job. Let me tell you a little bit about a couple things you can do if you're in the Washington, D.C. area. We are on Groupon. You can look up 1-800-JUNK-REFUND on Groupon. I would invite you to read the reviews. somewhere around 500 reviews now with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. Groupon has been a great company to work with. They have sent out millions of emails advertising our services. People buy the Groupons for basically a pickup truck of junk removal, normally $229. We do it for $99. Groupon will take about half that money, so it's not a moneymaker for us, but it gets us known and gets us out there, and we pick up more and more customers. And what we're hoping is that people have more than a pickup truck of stuff, and they then pay us the difference, and we kind of upsell it and make some extra money out of it, which frequently happens. And we like that. But anyway, if you're looking for reviews, they told me at Groupon one day that when you're at 97% customer satisfaction, that's the highest in the United States for a junk removal business. And they said for any business that you have, if your Groupon reviews are in the 90th percentile, you're one of the best in your industry. We're at 97%. And continue to try to keep it up there. My whole goal was to get to 98%, and then I could tell Geico that we're 1% better than them in customer satisfaction. But that hasn't quite happened yet, but we're right there. We're knocking on the door, and I hope that we can make something good happen there pretty soon. But we really appreciate what we're doing. And the reason I mentioned the Groupon thing is that that is the lowest price deal you can get for junk removal from us, except for two other things. One of them has to do with this radio show. If you call the show and you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you call it during the program, give your name and number to our producer, Don. He will get with me after the show, give me your name and number, and I will send you a link that allows you to get that same quarter truckload or pickup truckload of junk removal for $79, a special just on the radio show. And the only thing that beats that in the whole year is my birthday, where I put the same quarter truckload or pickup truckload of junk removal on sale for whatever my age is that year. So this year in May, I went out there with a special thing and did about $5,000 worth of business, selling somewhere around 70 vouchers for around $68 a piece. And they're good throughout the year. You have to use them by the end of December or they expire and you kiss your money goodbye. But we've done this every year for a number of years, and the good news is it's the birthday special is back. The bad news is it went up a dollar. But we can live with that, and we have a lot of fun with that. But this radio show voucher, other than what we do in May, is the best deal that we offer throughout the year to any of our clients. It's not good in, Louisville, Kentucky. We can't travel there and do your job or have an affiliate, the local affiliate, do it for that price. But it is good in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and we're proud of that and happy to make it available through the radio show. Again, if you're in the District of Columbia area, the DMV right now, and you're listening to the show and you want to get a voucher for $79, you're going to save about $150 on the purchase price of it. Call 888-627-6008. Talk to our producer, Don, and give him your information. Again, the number 888-627-6008. We've had some fun. Anytime we sell stuff to people, that is really the thing that tends to set us apart, and we enjoy that. We have sold. People always ask us, what are some of the coolest things that you've picked up or some of the coolest things that you've sold? Some of the recent sales include some bikes, some jewelry, to which we tend to sell to jewelers as opposed to selling them to individuals. We take books that we get. We box the books up into a banker's box, size box. And there's a company called Wonder Books in the Gaithersburg, Maryland area that will buy those from you either for cash or for store credit. They run a couple of used bookstores that has millions of titles of books and CDs and DVDs and audiobooks and other stuff, millions of those available. Now, they only buy a banker's box of books for about $2 for the whole box. So you're not going to get rich taking this stuff in, but it is something that is available and is doable. You're just not going to get rich doing it. But they can also give you store credit instead of cash. And if you want store credit, you tend to get, you know, $6-$8 a box for the stuff. And so I generally get the store credit. And the store credit is wonderful in that we can then turn around and use it for gifts, for, you know, whatever we want to buy audiobooks with it. When people come into town and visit, I ask them if they want to go to a used bookstore. Most people like to do that. And I give them one of my gift certificates, and they go in and spend it, and they have a blast doing that. So we've had some fun doing some of that type of stuff. We sell furniture. We've sold sofa beds and sofa sets. We've sold dining room chairs recently, all kinds of stuff that we keep in storage units and then put it up for sale electronically. And then people come by and check it out in the storage unit and pick it up, and they get a good deal. The people that had us haul away get some money back, which they always love, and it makes us extra money, which we love. And the bottom line is everybody wins, and that's the way we like to try to run our business. So there's a little bit about what goes on behind the scenes and some of the things that make 1-800-JUNK-REFUND a little bit different. We're going to take another break for about a minute, and you're listening to the Junk Refund Show on the BBS Radio Network. We'll be back in about a minute and do the final segment of the show. I'm your host, Alan Cook.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from Rockville, Maryland, where we do this weekly radio show, the world's longest-running junk removal radio show. We're in our fourth year now. We're on the BBS Radio Network, and we have a lot of fun with that. And I think the show goes to something like 49 countries, and I don't know how many people, but it's more than two or three. And we talk about junk removal. So there's a couple of things to comment on, just observations from a junk removal guy, because we're going into people's homes every day and we see all kinds of stuff, and people tend to get us involved in their life when there's some kind of a mild crisis going on, or maybe life is just unfolding itself in a natural way, and so people have to deal with some stuff. If a divorce happens, for example, you have to decide what to do with the property, and then the house tends to get put up for sale. And they call us to come in and haul off, you know, the stuff that's left. Somebody passes away after a long, healthy life. Family gets together and calls us to come in and haul stuff away. We had a family from a gentleman who worked in the government who did not pass away, but he did retire, and he was moving out to Wichita, Kansas. This was a number of years ago. And needed some stuff hauled away from his garage and his front room and some other things. And as we went over there, the realtor had referred us, and we went over there and started talking to him and stuff. His kids had flown up from Fort Lauderdale to help get this process done and asked us while we were there, hey, can you take the car too? We get asked that every once in a while. You'd be surprised how many cars go through our hands in the course of a junk removal career. But this was a Chrysler Sebring Limited Convertible that I forget how many miles it had on it and stuff, but he was not going to take it with him to Kansas. The kids didn't need it. They had tried to sell it in the Washington Post for $10,000. I think they were trying to sell it for, I can't remember exactly what it was. I think they had it listed for $10,500. I think that's what it was. And we're not getting any action on it. They called us. We went over there. They said, hey, can you handle the car? I went, yeah, we can sell the car for you. Typically, we give people 35% of anything that we sell, but you can't do that with an automobile, or we'll walk off with most of the money and people won't get enough. So I went to the gentleman and I said, what's the bottom line of how much you need to get from this car that would make you happy? And he said, $9,900. And I said, okay, we'll take anything above $9,900. Does that sound fair? He said, sure, that's great. He signs the title of the car, gives me the keys, and I drive home that afternoon in a Chrysler Sebring Limited convertible. We pulled it up into the driveway. My daughter at the time, who I think was probably 11 or 12, was really excited, and she saw the car, and she came out and said, Dad, I will work every weekend between now and when I'm 16 if you'll let me buy that car. And I said, and I loved her enthusiasm, and I said, sorry, honey, I can't do that because we have to sell this for this gentleman, but we'll see what we can do about, you know, the future for you, et cetera. So we put the ad, I think we put the car out on eBay, I think is where we put it at the time. And an attorney from Minneapolis, who had owned a Chrysler Sebring Limited convertible, saw the car. We put it out for $10,800. He saw it, and he said, yep, I want it. He flew to Rockville, to Washington, D.C. area, came by, picked up the car, gave him the keys, gave him the title, and he drove off. So we made about $900 selling a car that we didn't own. The customer got their $9,900 and moved to Kansas, and everybody wins. The gentleman who flew here from Minnesota was thrilled and hopped in the car and drove it back home. And because he'd owned one before, he knew what he was buying, and he knew the car really well. And again, a perfect example of how everybody wins. Now, you compare that with the typical junk removal business, and you tell me what probably would have happened. A, they wouldn't have gotten involved in selling the car. B, if they had been asked to haul it away, they probably would have, but probably wouldn't have put it up for sale and definitely wouldn't have given any money, including the majority of the money, back to the homeowner. Somebody in the junk removal business would probably end up driving the car and count their blessings, and the guy that hired him to haul away the stuff would have no idea what happened to the car, and yet it was his car and his vehicle, etc. We turned it into a positive thing where somebody makes money, everybody wins, it's a good story for everybody, and off you go. And we think that's a good move. So that's kind of what we do and how we get involved with it. And we think that kind of a thing is important to do. So we tend to hold our heads high and try to do the right thing. We're not perfect. We screw up. There are times where we screw up. But we try to hold our heads high and do the right thing and help people out in any way that we can. And one of the things that we do that sets us apart is not just take the stuff to the dump and get rid of it and then go do the next job. That might be a great philosophy for a business to keep the trucks busy, but it's a horrible philosophy if you're trying to be green and you're trying to help the environment. So we pride ourselves in trying to do the right thing, and there are junk removal businesses that will take stuff to the dump, they will recycle stuff like metal and wire, and they will donate some stuff for you. But nobody, except us, takes the fourth step of trying to sell something and make some money for you, and that's what really tends to set us apart. And we have a lot of fun doing that. So I do have to put in a plug, and this is kind of an update for AI. I started to get involved with AI a couple of months ago due to this radio show and to our producer, Don, and his brother, Doug, who are doing a great job at the BBS radio network to add AI into their services for guys like me who are their customers, to add even more onto the services they offer and to make our radio shows even better. Which they're doing. And that's how I first got involved with it. And what I was doing at the time, this was a couple of months ago, is I was going online and I was trying to find, you know, real estate offices in the area. that I could send out a postcard to advertising one of our special deals, and break into more and more, you know, real estate, you know, offices with more and more realtors who are a good source of business for us. I literally was going online and was writing down on the cards, creating a spreadsheet, and I would create the spreadsheet and literally address the envelopes by hand. And I told myself, you know, if I do 10 of these a day, that's good. That's 300 in a month, approximately. And that's good. Well, then the AI light went off. And so I went into Microsoft Pilot a few weeks ago, and I said, pull up all the real estate offices, create a spreadsheet for me pulling up the real estate offices in this city. And it does it. And about 3 or 4 minutes later, it says, here's your spreadsheet. And there's 30 or 40 offices in a spreadsheet all ready to go. The spreadsheet format's critical because if it's in a spreadsheet, I can go to Microsoft Word and I can print out mailing labels from a spreadsheet. So lo and behold, my first experience is that we created or pulled up off the computer in the Washington area 800 real estate offices. Now, if I asked you what's the average number of real estate professionals that work in a real estate office, the answer is 12 and a half. And so if you are mailing out to 800 of those people, say on a monthly basis, you tend ideally to get the word out to 10,000 real estate agents. And if 1% of them had you clean out a house for them, you're doing more than $1 million a year in business, right? So that was the beauty of it. So I now have a database of real estate offices that I can mail to mail to them month after month after month, and it's right there and it's all done. And I didn't have to go research anything or sort anything out. AI did it all for me, and folks, it was free. Now, what I learned is that I did this city by city. You have a certain number of searches that you can do that are free on Microsoft Pilot. And I'd never heard of Microsoft Pilot before. I didn't know really what I was doing, but it was working. And I assembled over the course of just a few nights, a database now of 800 real estate offices. So a couple of nights ago, in the spirit of hauling away scrap metal for people in this area, we put together, using the same format, a list of 700 gas stations in the area who are doing repairs on people's brakes and their mufflers and their engines and their tires and whatever. We now have a database of 700 gas stations we can mail to, and I'm in the process of creating a postcard to send out to them. So we got 800 real estate offices, 700 gas stations in the Washington, D.C. area. I did it county by county this time and found out that in month two with Microsoft Pilot, they give you 3 free searches. I used those up pretty quick. Then they said, would you like to upgrade so you can, you know, get a bunch more stuff? I went, yep, that's worth it. So I now pay about $15 a month to Microsoft to do searches, to create databases out of which I can print mailing labels and send off a postcard to grow my business. Here's the other thing. While we're driving around in the trucks, I go by the post office and I buy rolls of 100 postcard stamps, which used to be about 30 cents a piece. Now they're 65 cents a piece. And I give the addressed envelopes with my mailing labels on them, about 90 of them. I give them to one of the guys riding in the truck, and they stamp them for me while we're driving between job number one to go to job number two. So I'm getting basically free addressing services. I'm paying the guy anyway to ride in my truck. He might as well, you know, be doing something. So we got a little system going. And then, you know, as soon as I pull by a post office, we stop and we throw them in and shoot them off, and more people hear about our business. But this whole thing and the energy behind it is coming because of the brilliant guys at BBS Radio who are using AI to expand their business and their network so guys like me can have an even more productive and good radio show, which turns into a podcast, you know, et cetera. And the content that is created quickly, I want to say photos, but we'll call them photos. The photos that are put on, or the illustrations that are added to the content, is done by AI and is remarkable. And it just starts to expand your mind, and pretty soon you go, oh my gosh, let's see, what else could I do? And we're having fun with this database creation stuff, because it's basically free, except for now a $15 a month service. And we're creating this database, which is amazing. And we have sent out, 700 to 800 real estate cards to offices all over the Washington, D.C. area. We have the home address here as the return address. And to this day, after about 3 weeks of mailing these, we haven't had one returned, which tells you the addresses that AI is coming up with are correct, and it's working. So anyway, that's a blast, and I'm enjoying that. I think what I'll do is wrap this up about 5 minutes early just for fun, so I can go run a couple of quick errands and then head to Philadelphia, to then head to Denver, to then head to Salt Lake City, and go out and spend a couple of days with family and friends. And I will let you know how that goes next week when I'm back here on the Junk Refund Show. Just remember to put time on your side. If you have a kind of a cluttered home and you're trying to get it decluttered, go to Home Depot, buy for about $25, buy a box of 32 contractor 30-gallon bags, and just fill up one a week, either for donation, for recycling, for junk, whatever you want to do. Just fill up one bag in a week. Anybody can do that. And you'll be surprised at how decluttered your home will become after just a few weeks. And it will add up quickly. So don't overload yourself with the stress of how am I going to get this all done. Just get the stuff out of your house the same way you brought it in, which was one piece at a time over time. And save yourself the cost of hiring a junk removal business to come and do it. Just do it on your own and start chipping away at it. And learn to let go of stuff so that your life can be junk-free. That's kind of a good little motto to remember. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm off to Philadelphia. Have a great week. I'll be back to tell you about my adventures between now and then. And thanks again to the BBS Radio Network for all the great work they do. I'm your host, Alan Cook, and have a great week. We'll see you next week, Thursday at 3 on the Junk Refund Show. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.